Welcome to the Second Mom's Circle. I'm Dawn Baggett, your host, and as an adoptive mom myself and a post-adoption mom coach, I want you to feel welcome here as this is a safe space for you, adoptive moms who are maybe finding yourself in the gap. What is the gap? Well, the gap is something that I identified not only in my own life and my own family, but also in many, many others. And it happens that as adoptive moms, we often find ourselves in a gap with inadequate or even almost non-existent support and ineffective support in our roles as adoptive mom. It kind of feels like the rug is just pulled out from under you sometimes. So if that's something that you can relate to, let's dive in. Hey there, this is Dawn Baggett, and in today's episode, I want to talk to you about thankfulness. It can be really hard to feel grateful and thankful when we're going through a tough time, but I believe that it's just as important as ever to find things to appreciate in our lives and to express our thankfulness to God and others. In this episode, I'm going to share with you three reasons why being grateful in tough times is so important. So grab a cup of coffee or tea and join me as we explore the importance of gratitude. Number one, it can help you reframe your situation. When you're going through tough times, it can be easy to focus on all the negative aspects of your life. However, if you take a step back and think about all the things you have to be grateful for, it can help you reframe your situation. Instead of dwelling just on all the negative, you'll be able to expand your focus and see the positive things in your life and be thankful for them. I believe that if we will allow ourselves to notice, there will be something each and every day to give thanks for. Psalm 118 verse 24 says, "This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it." When you're feeling down, it can be so difficult to see anything good in your life. However, by taking a moment to reflect on the things you're grateful for, you can help shift your focus from the negative to the positive. And this can help you feel better about yourself and your situation, and may even help to improve your entire outlook on life. Number two, it can help increase your resilience. Being grateful during tough times can also help increase your resilience. When you're able to focus on the good things in your life, it can help you get the strength that you need, the motivation to keep going even when things are tough. Additionally, gratitude has been linked with increased levels of optimism and happiness, which can also help boost your resilience. Gratitude has been shown to increase resilience in the face of adversity. A study published in the Journal of Positive Psychology found that people who were grateful for their blessings were better able to cope with stress and setbacks than those who were not grateful. The study found that gratitude helped people see their difficulties as temporary and less overwhelming. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 verse 18 says, "Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you." God knows what he's talking about. He isn't being insensitive or dismissive of our pain. He knows what's best for us. And sometimes it's making that effort to recognize what you can be grateful for on a hard day. Number three, it can help you improve your mental and physical health to be grateful. Gratitude has been shown to have a number of benefits for both mental and physical health. Numerous studies have found that gratitude is associated with lower levels of stress and anxiety, as well as higher levels of happiness and life satisfaction. When you take the time to appreciate the good things in your life, it can help lower your overall stress levels. Additionally, gratitude has been linked with reduced levels of anxiety and depression, making it an important tool for managing mental health during tough times. Now, gratitude has also been linked to better physical health. Studies have shown that grateful people are more likely to take care of their health and less likely to experience stress-related health problems such as headaches, stomach aches, and insomnia. Additionally, gratitude has been found to boost the immune system and improve heart health. Whew. Gratitude has been linked to better sleep, lower blood pressure, and a stronger immune system. Wow. So it is important to remember the power of thankfulness and gratitude, even and especially during difficult periods. Gratitude can help you reframe your situation and recognize the positives, which is linked to better physical and mental health in several ways. And cultivating an attitude of gratefulness also builds resilience to adversity. So I hope this episode has inspired you to start expressing more gratitude in your own life. I know it's reminded me to do so. If you enjoyed it and want to stay in touch, become my new email bestie. Get updates and notifications of new episodes delivered straight to your inbox by subscribing to emails at dawnbaggett.com/blog. Thanks for listening to this episode of Legacy Living Today. Thank you for listening to this episode of Second Mom's Circle. You can read the companion blog post and more at the website at dawnbaggett.com. Also, please leave a review and follow the podcast if you found this valuable. I'm Dawn Baggett, and as always, keep learning, keep growing, and keep loving.